Our concerns are that the paramilitary mobile squad is particularly notorious for human rights abuses. In particular, Human Rights Watch has documented how they've, in some cases, beaten and tortured people who have been detained in their custody. And so we're very concerned if the paramilitary mobile squad is actually being used as security for the detention centre. So we're really calling on both the PNG and Australia government to respond to these calls and stop using such an abusive force.
You're also concerned that PNG has not moved, as promised, to withdraw some of the reservations it has to the Refugee Convention. What are the issues there?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think one of the issues is particularly around not sending people back if there are serious risks that they will be harmed upon return. And the UN itself has said that it's a very return-orientated policy, the environment at Manus Island. So, you know, really what we're hoping is that Australia will actually address some of these concerns to ensure that there is a fair and humane process in place before it would consider sending people offshore. The fact is, you know, no one on PNG has actually had their asylum case processed, even though people have been sent there actually from 2012.
On police abuse, Human Rights Watch found problems that went beyond the Asylum Seeker Centre. What are you seeing exactly?
With police abuse, there's been a number of quite horrific cases of police beatings. In one case, police actually slashed at the ankles and beat 74 men. They slashed them with machetes in Port Moresby. And while there's been some slightly improved efforts to investigate these abuses, no police officer was actually convicted of abuse in 2013.
These police are used in the extractive industries, and the extractive industries themselves get a mention for giving rise to human rights problems and environmental harm. What are the main issues in the extractive industries?
We've particularly done some documentation around the Porgera gold mine, and what we found is that there have been cases of the security forces on the mine actually raping women who are caught trespassing on the mine. They basically give them a choice, either we take you to the police station or we rape you. And in many cases, they don't even listen to the response. In terms of the environmental consequences, there's a lot of consequences from simply dumping the tailings of the mining into the river, which is having quite serious consequences for local communities.
When it comes to violence against women, 2013 wasn't a good year. We saw brutal sorcery-related killings, high-profile rapes, and surveys showing that more than two-thirds of women have suffered some kind of violence. The PNG government has acted on this and other human rights issues during the year. How do you rate its efforts?
Yeah, certainly I think the passing of the Domestic Violence Bill by Parliament was a very positive step in criminalising domestic violence. Of course, it remains to be seen how that will be implemented. And another positive step was actually getting rid of the Sorcery Act so that sorcery can't be used as a defence against murder. One of the things that we are quite concerned about, though, is the reintroduction of the death penalty for a broader range of crimes, ranging from armed robbery to aggravated rape, sorcery, and also the methods of execution have been expanded, including things like death by firing squad, lethal injection, death by suffocation. And, you know, certainly I think a gruesome execution will not prevent a gruesome murder. So it's really important that PNG maintains the moratorium it's had on the death penalty. No one's actually been executed there in the last 50 years. So it would be a serious step back if PNG resumed executions.
Australia spends a lot of money on aid in Papua New Guinea, and its companies obviously are part of the extractive industry sector as well as, of course, the Asylum Seeker Centre. What should Australia be doing to help improve PNG's human rights record?
Yeah, look, I think Australia has a lot of leverage with PNG precisely because of the close relationship between the two countries. I think it's really important that Australia tracks its funding and it knows where funding is going, particularly with the concerns about the mobile squad. Australia should insist that, you know, no funding really goes to the PNG police unless there's some kind of vetting in place for security forces, particularly because the PNG force has been so notorious. I think the other things that, you know, should be done is really raising these issues publicly with the PNG government and asking questions about why there has been so little progress on some of these issues.
Will Human Rights Watch be taking up its findings with the PNG government?
Certainly. We're hoping to have some meetings with the PNG government. We've made them aware of the report. We sent them an embargoed copy. So we're hoping to get some kind of a response from them.